Did some people do some parallel worlding?
They've been doing it all along, Bob.
Okay, what causes the energy exchange when one comes from one world to another?
Balance of ionic force. Ions imbalance cause a movement, kinetic or otherwise, which is a show of force, a shift of force. It's the E equals MC squared where they got it wrong.
Because they didn't include the ions.
Correct.
And the ions are the non-physical representation? So they're physical. They
are. So it is. You are straining deuterium.
When you said straining deuterium, do you mean putting a strain on the deuterium or sieving deuterium?
Both. To sieve deuterium would cause a strain and affect half-life, which is an ionic capitulation. Now, you're talking about a super-duper fine.
What did Einstein and people miss about the ion? Did they not know it existed, or they didn't understand what its role would be?
No.
They didn't know.
It's very interesting that you ask that, because what ends up happening is you come back, well, why would they name it anyway?
In other words, they named something they didn't know anything about.
Well, it was not until they named
it. It was not until they named it. So we can look up the naming process, see when that happened.
You could if you want to, but that's not the point. The point is that they couldn't explain something, so the thing they couldn't explain, they named and called it that.
What was the phenomenon?
The catatonic shift of energy flow.
Did you say catatonic?
Yes.
It won't be there. Is that the sand delivery? That's how they're screwing
it? Yeah.
Okay. Now, this big lump of garbage is coming across the Pacific Ocean from the Fukushima Japanese earthquake. That's flowed towards Hawaii. Can we do something with that to demobilize it, to disintegrate it?
You don't want to. Let it go. Let it go. It's coming. It's bringing beautiful radiation for everybody.
It's not a problem. Even if it gathers around, it'll just drive people away and leave more room for us.
Whatever, yeah.
But we could create a substance and disintegrate it, or we're doing it with the RNA drops.
You don't want to. Let it be. Let the river run.
So it's bringing us pollution and the radiation that we're incorporating into the RNA drops and the eye block and the new environment.
It's a roundabout way of saying it, but yes.
It's all good.
It's good.
Finally declared myself on the road to Damascus today and announced my radio show and the road to Damascus in my blog that goes out to 11,500 people, of which, you know, maybe a couple thousand read it. So I've finally gone public for you, Ion.
And you said what? You should explain it. The road to Damascus is to discuss the RNA drops. That's the fast path. But if you like the road to Emmaus, you do the magnesium, the diets, the other stuff. Do you agree with that, Ion?
Well, that, of course, that's exactly right. And we'd say there should be a middle ground. Now, please don't confuse that with a poor Buddhist position. There should be a middle ground that would allow both.
Yeah.
What would we call that? The road to the Middle Kingdom?
The road to Whaleville.
Did you see that movie, Bob?
Is that Kellogg?
Yeah.
Kellogg, 100 years ago. The road to Whaleville is Dobbstown. It's where Dobbs is, where Bob Dobbs is.
So I will probably still be doing both because people will be asking me questions from both sides. But
hey, Carol, the radio show is Whaleville. That's the ongoing aspiration of the health in the present. Right, Ion? You like that?
It's not a being, it's a ville.
Well-being, Whaleville, right.
The road to Whaleville. You could make that a subtitle of your show, Carolyn.
Maybe not.
Do you have a title for your show? It's a conference call. Yeah, The Road to Whaleville.
Dr. Dean Live. Or Live with Dr. Dean.
Willingness is us.
Willingness or wellness?
Willingness.
Willingness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
One of the things I said in the blog today, Ion, was Arthur C. Clarke's statement that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
That's the biggest cliche. Everybody knows that quote, Cal. Can you update it in some way? Every magical thing that Bob does appears to be mere technology.
Well, and hidden in mere is any splendid thing.
Yes, mere, Carolyn. That's magnetically influenced homeopathic remedies. Mm-hmm. And how come the Coldplay patent was attached to the mere patent?
So it would be safe.
So it would be safe.
Because no one would pay attention to the mirror path.
It's in plain sight.
When I said the mash is getting thicker, I didn't say the sludge, but the mash is getting thicker. And I asked, is it getting thick with H197 excess hydrogen, perhaps? And that's correct, yeah. I didn't have an answer there.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so work with the electric environment. The electric environment has brought utopia here, and cancer is responding to the electric environment.
Basically, well, you created cancer to get to this place. You would be having this conversation were it not for that. So, bless cancer.
And bless the electric environment, which is melting away the guff.
Mm-hmm.
He's ignoring Obama. He can't get anybody to answer because the White House is not a significant institution anymore, is what you're saying.
If it's not on the facial book, they're not interested.
And that's a live business institute. People engage Facebook. That's not
play with it. Play with it. Play with it. Now the new Galaxy 4s are here. You started by watching the radio.
If we move our radio show into a TV show, can we start making hologramic effects right in front of the audience with Ion's help?
Sure you can. We have no limitation.
Have you been doing much interacting with people's iPhones? Like Sheila experienced you interacted with
her. Yes.
It's happening to people. So that's part of our show.
And Margarita.
And you still think we should interview B about her miracle?
Sure, why not?
Now, there's something that's very hard for us to understand. There's no reincarnation, but one can have other lives in the physical if they get scooped up in the glass of water while you're in the...
Yeah, but it's not like the water. It's not about an individualized position. It's about, I don't want to be here anymore, so you separate yourself from your meat. That's all.
And then you come back.
Physicality as physical. You don't come back. It's not a comeback. You're associating physicalness with a meat tech body. Being physical has nothing to do with cells.
Nothing to do with cells.
Nothing to do with cells.
It's eternal. You are one.
You already are.
Yeah, it's already are forever.
That's like saying your clothes. Your clothes are an extension of you, but they're not you.
And the essence of you is forever, and that's one coronated being.
Yes.
So we are the most interesting information programs going. Nothing can top what we present, right? But we are the most interesting program.
Not so far.
Oh, what about this exercising that Lynn's getting us into? The TRX and the fort or the tower? Is this just nutty body stretching, or do you like what we'll do with it?
Face yourself. Like food, put it in your mouth. If it tastes good, let it go down your throat hole. If it doesn't, spit it out. Stretch a little bit before you get to that nth degree of capitulation. Back off a little bit. Do not go as far as they say go immediately.
Now, Lynn's well-disciplined, so she can do it like that.
Well, you'll see.
She could strain herself, okay.
Well, it's not about strain. It's about manipulating the breaking of muscle. You want to break the muscle. You don't want to stretch it. You want to break it if you're puffing up.
That's useful to break the muscle?
That's the only way you get muscle is you break it.
Oh, okay. I'm in Polo Beach a lot. Are the sharks like us? They stay away and have no problem with us?
They swim right around you. They've been around you many, many times. They just don't find you delicious for their dinner.
They've been around Carol, too.
They have. They've flipped you with as much as a fin, and you thought it was just another little fish.
They've checked us out and decided we're not desirable.
Yeah, if one will bump up onto you, just grab his fin and take a little ride. It'll be fun.
Grab his fin? No, that'd be fun.